Is artificial intelligence a threat to journalism, or is it just the next chapter in media evolution? Welcome to the AI in Media Daily Brief, your go-to source for how artificial intelligence is reshaping media. Today is Monday, March 10th, 2025. Here's what's making waves in the battle between the New York Times and OpenAI. Let's get into it. The court battle between OpenAI and the New York Times has become a landmark case over the influence of artificial intelligence on media, sparking a heated debate. Is journalism collateral damage in the race for AI progress? By December 2023, the New York Times accused OpenAI of copyright infringement, claiming that OpenAI used its ChatGPT to train on over 66 million words from the Times articles without permission. OpenAI counters that this constitutes fair use, setting the stage for a legal showdown that pits media viability against technological advancement. At the heart of this dispute is the Times' assertion that OpenAI, along with Microsoft as a co-defendant, illegally mined its archives to fuel ChatGPT. Court filings reveal ChatGPT reproducing near-verbatim excerpts from paywalled stories, like a 2012 piece on taxi medallions, when prompted. This, the Times argues, threatens its $1 billion annual digital revenue, as AI tools could siphon readers from its 10 million subscribers. The Times' business model relies heavily on subscriptions, with digital revenue rising 13% to $709 million in 2024. AI chatbots like ChatGPT, which can summarize or replicate articles, pose a significant threat to its survival. Proof shows ChatGPT evading paywalls by sending full-text answers, a bug that could shatter the 70% of subscribers who pay for exclusivity. On the other hand, OpenAI positions its mission as a public good, arguing that limiting access to information hinders progress. In its 2025 filings, OpenAI mentions a $10 billion economic impact with generative AI, where technologies like ChatGPT are used for education and research. The firm cites partnerships, such as a 2024 agreement with The Atlantic, providing licensing fees for content use, proposing a model of coexistence. Critics point out that the Times turned down similar proposals, demanding control over its intellectual property. This impasse raises a critical question: are the social benefits of AI worth rewriting regulations that have safeguarded journalism for over 150 years? Or should tech giants pay more for their raw materials? The future of this case hinges on the doctrine of fair use, influenced by precedents like the 2021 Google v. Oracle court decision, which favored transformative use. However, The Times argues that ChatGPT's answers compete directly against its articles, not just index them, potentially tipping the scales in OpenAI's favor. A victory for The Times could force AI companies to license material, possibly increasing costs by an estimated $1 billion a year for OpenAI alone, according to Bloomberg, and potentially stifling innovation. Conversely, a win for OpenAI could greenlight mass scraping, forcing newsrooms to scramble to adjust. Beyond revenue, this dispute highlights journalism's fragility in an AI-driven world. The Times employs 1,900 journalists whose subscriber-funded investigative work, like the 2024 election corruption scandal, could be at risk if AI erodes its revenue base. Headcount cuts, as seen with Gannett's 6% staff reduction in 2024, are a looming threat. Yet, some see potential for AI to enhance reporting, as Reuters uses it to sort data for articles. The danger is that journalism becomes collateral damage, its quality sacrificed to the speed of AI, unless a legal or marketplace solution, such as collective bargaining for content costs, emerges. The conflict between OpenAI and the New York Times encapsulates AI's relentless advance and journalism's beleaguered stand. Copyright, revenue, and innovation are all at stake in this lawsuit, which will test whether newsrooms can coexist with tech giants or collapse under their weight. As we await a ruling expected by late 2025, the question remains: will progress use journalism as collateral, or can a balance be struck to keep both thriving? AI-generated content now accounts for 30% of what you see online, and that number's only growing. That's a staggering statistic, right? But with this growth comes a dark side that cannot be ignored. Misinformation, bias, and even security threats are lurking beneath the surface of this seemingly magical technology. Picture this. You're scrolling through your social media feed and you come across an article that seems off. It's well written, but something just does not add up. This is one of the challenges with AI-generated content. It pulls data from vast databases, and if those sources are flawed, the AI will magnify those inaccuracies. Unlike a human researcher, AI lacks the ability to discern reputable sources from questionable ones. The result? Unverified data can spread like wildfire, eroding public trust in digital content. This is not just about getting facts wrong. Bias is another major concern. AI models are trained on existing data, which often includes human biases. Over time, these biases get amplified. Imagine AI-generated job descriptions subtly favoring one demographic over another. Or news articles that slant heavily in one direction, creating an echo chamber that deepens societal divides. Without strict oversight, AI might perpetuate these biases rather than help eliminate them. Then there are the legal risks. AI-generated content often brushes up against copyright issues. Many AI models learn from copyrighted material without explicit permission, raising questions of plagiarism and intellectual property rights. This is a huge issue for creators who find their work reproduced without credit or compensation. As the legal system lags behind technological advancements, businesses and individuals using AI-generated content need to tread carefully. The societal implications are just as concerning. AI-generated deepfake videos or fake news articles can manipulate public perception and undermine trust in institutions. Think about political campaigns swayed by AI-driven misinformation, steering voters based on falsehoods, or AI-generated hate speech that fuels online harassment. Social media platforms struggle to control such content, making it easier for malicious actors to spread hate and misinformation. And let's not forget the security risks. Cybercriminals can exploit AI to create sophisticated phishing scams, malware, and deepfake videos that impersonate real people. These tools can manipulate public opinion and even interfere with democratic processes. Businesses face risks too, as unauthorized use of AI tools by employees might lead to data breaches and leaks of sensitive information. So, what can be done to mitigate these risks? It starts with responsible AI practices, ensuring that AI models are trained on quality, diverse, and unbiased data is crucial. Establishing ethical standards to prevent the spread of misinformation and bias is another step. Governments and regulators need to devise clear policies to tackle copyright and security issues. AI detection tools can help identify and flag misleading content, and public awareness campaigns can promote critical thinking and digital literacy. While AI brings efficiency and innovation, its darker aspects need to be addressed. Misinformation, bias, legal conflicts, and security risks are real challenges. By embracing responsible AI practices and regulatory policies, we can find a balance between technological progress and ethical accountability. The future of AI content hangs in the balance of our ability to leverage its benefits while containing its risks. Imagine a world where every Saturday night you scroll through your streaming service, overwhelmed by options and unable to decide what to watch. This is the reality for many viewers today, and it is what Media Distillery aims to tackle with its new search and discovery suite, powered by artificial intelligence. Media Distillery has rolled out a cutting-edge suite designed to combat what they call decision fatigue. By leveraging semantic understanding, this AI-driven tool helps broadcasters and streamers offer an exceptionally wide range of content, significantly reducing churn and boosting viewer engagement. The suite provides real-time analysis of broadcast content across all available sources. It automatically generates metadata, ensuring viewers get more search results, even for live broadcasts that typically lack metadata. In initial tests, 75% of participants reported finding sports content they would not have otherwise discovered. More than 65% of these viewers were presented with sports content directly within the platform, eliminating the need to search elsewhere. This is a game changer in maximizing the monetization of content libraries, catch-up, and replay television. Roland Sars, co-founder and chief executive officer of Media Distillery, highlighted the shifting landscape. 2025 is the year of search and discovery. Viewers face an overwhelming abundance of choice that can deter them from deciding what to watch, he explained. The suite aims to simplify this process, allowing users to find relevant content as easily as platforms like TikTok and YouTube. Sars added, "Simply presenting viewers with many swim lanes of linear TV content or video-on-demand assets labeled because you watched XYZ is no longer enough for today's elevated expectations. I is shaking up the music industry, and not in a small way. Music labels like Saragama, T-Series, and Sony are embroiled in a copyright lawsuit against OpenAI, highlighting the challenges of unauthorized AI use in music. Picture this. Artists and labels are watching as AI models train on their music without permission, potentially without compensation. It's a scenario that strikes at the heart of intellectual property rights and the financial stability of the industry. Experts warn that AI-generated music could dilute originality and disrupt revenue streams. Bharadwaj Jaishankar, a partner at Indus Law, explains that unauthorized AI training threatens core revenue streams that rely on licensing fees and royalties. If AI can freely train on copyrighted content, labels could lose control over their assets. For musicians, vocalists, and songwriters, it is not just about money. The creative aspect is at stake too. AI-generated music could flood the market, mimicking existing styles and undervaluing original works. This could dilute artistic identity and reduce opportunities for musicians. Abhay Chattopadhyay from Economic Laws Practice points out that AI is the biggest disruptor in the music industry. The definition of copyright may undergo significant changes, sparking debates about who owns the rights to AI-generated work. The legal implications are vast. Music labels argue that unchecked AI use could devalue their intellectual property. Zubin Morris, a partner at Little & Co., emphasizes the ethical concern. Music labels and artists have not given permission for their work to be used in AI training. OpenAI's defense of fair use is contentious. It raises questions about whether AI companies can profit from content they did not create, exploiting human creators' labor without recognition. Miket Kanakia of Novex Communications warns that AI-generated music could lower the value of human innovation, threatening jobs for composers, lyricists, and performers. AI voice cloning and deepfake technology also pose threats to authenticity, risking artists' reputations. This lawsuit could set a precedent not just for music, but for the entire AI landscape. As AI continues to evolve, the music industry must navigate these challenges to protect creativity and ensure fair compensation. AI's potential to revolutionize media is undeniable, but in Tanzania, the embrace of this technology is met with hesitation. The reluctance stems from concerns about AI's impact on job security, misinformation, and the ethical implications it brings to the newsroom. A recent study backed by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization paints a vivid picture of this unease. Conducted by Tech and Media Convergency, the report highlights the Tanzanian media industry's cautious stance, driven largely by a lack of awareness and structured training programs tailored to local needs. An overwhelming 95% of journalists and editors surveyed expressed eagerness to learn about AI as a journalism tool, yet access to training remains limited. This gap leaves many unsure about integrating AI into their workflows, despite acknowledging its potential to enhance efficiency. William Shao, a seasoned Tanzanian journalist, captures the sentiment well. The power of AI is mental. It's making fake stuff look real and real stuff look fake, turning lies into the truth and the truth into lies. His words reflect the broader concern about AI's role in amplifying misinformation and disinformation within the media landscape. The study underscores the need for AI to be seen as a tool for improving newsroom efficiency, not a replacement for human creativity. It recommends that media houses integrate AI tools while addressing misinformation and bias concerns. However, the slow adoption of AI in Tanzanian newsrooms also stems from a mindset challenge. Many journalists view AI as a competitor rather than a collaborator, leading to hesitation in embracing it fully. This perspective must shift for AI to be effectively integrated. The report also highlights the disconnect between global AI advancements and their practical application in Tanzania. Existing digital courses are often Western-centric, failing to address unique local challenges like access to Swahili language AI tools or region-specific fact-checking. Despite these hurdles, there's a strong call for AI skills to become a priority in local journalism education. 84% of respondents believe these skills should be integrated into journalism curricula to prepare the next generation for the evolving media landscape. As Tanzania grapples with how to incorporate AI into its media practices, the lack of government-led action on AI guidelines leaves the responsibility on media professionals to navigate these waters. The potential for AI to reshape journalism is vast, but it requires a thoughtful approach to ensure it supports, rather than supplants, traditional journalistic values. That's it for today's The AI in Media Daily Brief. The Tanzanian media's cautious approach to AI highlights the global challenge of balancing innovation with ethical journalism. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.